Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast Season 9, Episode number 5. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by three amazing guests this week. We got Mr. Amazing, Ryan Shittyton, and Operko! Let's start the show by discussing the results of Week 6 in KSL. Borman over Nanagate, Doug finally winning over Palmer, Snyder over Kevin, Dave over Brian, myself over Oberg, and Aaron over Mike. Game of the week, Brian. Game of the week.
Kevin and Joe.
Kevin and Joe. Yes, Johnny.
Mine is going to be Aaron over Mike.
Aaron?
I'm actually going to say Kevin and Joe.
I'm going to say myself beating Oberg.
So game of the week?
Yeah, that's game of the week. Not really, but I wanted to say it was. So the ups of the week, Johnny, is what?
You over me.
Unfortunately, that might be true. Brian.
I'm going to say Boardman over Plum Smugglers.
Yep. Aaron. That's yeah, Aaron, what's the upset?
I'm going to say Andy over Oberg.
Really?
Yeah.
I annihilated him, though.
I know. Yeah, but I can't believe that.
It wasn't supposed to be that way.
I mean, I put my balls on his face and then put my wang on his nose. He had the Roman cock helmet.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yes, I bet you do. So well, let's move on to week 7. Week 7 is going to be a big. This is going to be a big week for a lot of people. We got Aaron facing Boardman. We have myself facing David Pate. Oberg is facing Mike. Snyder is facing Brian. Kevin is facing Doug. And Palmer is facing Nanagay. I'm just going to say the game of the week right now is going to be Snyder versus Brian. What do you think, Aaron?
I actually think it's going to be you, Andy, against Dave Pate. Because did you see the numbers I put in your guys' column?
No, I didn't pay attention yet. I've been busy at work. Surprise.
So in week 7, Andy, you've had 8 games. And in week 7, you are 7-1. You've only lost once. And Dave is 6-1 during week 7.
Jeez.
So your guys' week 7 is awesome for you two. And you guys are 5-4 against each other all time.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually kind of a big deal when you think about it. Okay. That's why I think game of the week.
So the numbers don't match now. I'm just going to admit that your math is off.
No. Okay. So Andy and Dave are 5-4 against each other. Andy has won 5. Dave has won 4. Now, this is week 7. So Andy has played in 8 seasons. And in week 7, he's won 7 games and lost 1.
Yeah, never mind. I figured it out.
Okay, you understand it? Okay.
Yep, my bad.
You went to Kiwani. Yeah.
Just edit that out.
It's staying in.
No. We want people to know that you went to Kiwani.
It's staying in, but you know all about that, right?
Game of the week is you two.
All right, Johnny, what do you got?
Game of the week for me is going to be Kevin versus Doug.
Brian, what do you think?
Me and Joe.
Yeah, I think...
Big week for me.
It's going to be
a big week for Joe.
Yeah. And I'm going to just say the upset of the week, Kevin over Doug. What do you think, Aaron?
Actually, I believe it's going to be Palmer over Nanagay.
Oh, I don't know about...
What? I agree.
You do?
Hold on. That is if Palmer changes his lineup this time. If not, it'll be Oberg over Mike.
Okay. Brian, what did you say?
I agree with Aaron.
Okay.
I don't even care if he doesn't change it.
All right. What do you think, John?
I'm going to go with me over Mike.
Really?
Yep. Okay.
That's the upset of the week. So you're predicting yourself you're going to lose then, right?
I'm predicting I'm going to win. I'm the underdog right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. So we got some news, all right? So who's going to beat Joe? Who is going to be the first person to actually beat Joe, and so Joe is no longer undefeated?
Well, I could start with me.
So you're going to do it.
Why not? I play him right now.
You're playing
this week.
All right. So, you know, Johnny, do you think that Brian has the strength to actually beat Joe this week so he's no longer undefeated?
No.
This week I do. Joe's got some important guys on buys.
I think Joe's going to – he's going to lose in week eight. He's going to lose to Mike in week eight.
Week nine, Joe's going to lose. He's got a tough matchup.
I'm talking about week eight.
Yeah, I know. But week nine, Joe is going to lose.
Who's he got week nine?
Jar Squatters?
he's got Ty Palmer.
Oh.
We know how good he's been.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, if someone who's been really good at fantasy, it just sucks that he's had a bad year. Look at Doug, though. Doug in the power rankings is technically third, but he's lost, four matches now? It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's been really weird. So, Aaron, you have something here. Do you think that Snyder will make it all the way to Oberg before he loses?
No, I put down, you know, his next four opponents. I actually think he's going to lose to Brian and Mike.
Okay. All right. Has he clinched, though?
Technically, no. Because, you know, if someone won out, he could potentially, you know, lose his spot.
Okay.
But as we saw a few years back when we had 12 people, the person who was eighth place had only six wins, and they made it in.
Okay.
So if Joe didn't make it in, I would be surprised.
All right.
Well, right now, so in order for him to not make the playoffs, that means that anybody lower than Doug right now would have to win out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not saying much. That's me, Jar Squatters, Andy, and Can't Stop Scoring.
But, Johnny, you're forgetting something, though.
Yeah.
You are the best 1-5 team out there.
I'm better than most 3-3 teams.
lots of shit talking. So, Kevin, by the way, I got to throw this out there. Kevin Smith actually said he listened to the show. So we need to make fun of him real quick, just so he keeps listening. Kevin,
okay.
Kevin, you're a little bitch, and your woman does all your shit talking for you.
Kevin, I respect you as a fantasy football owner, and hopefully you're not too upset at my last week's rant.
No, he was trying to, because he said like it used to be that the board used to be that we'd all sit there and like make fun of each other and give us everyone shit. He's been trying to stir it up, so I'm gonna make some pictures of him getting, I don't know, like making out with another dude, because you know it would be funny.
Yeah.
So Brian, who is Palmer gonna beat? Who will be the first person that he'll beat?
Probably me.
Now, Brian, is it true that if you benched all your players besides one guy, you could still beat them?
No.
Oh, okay. So week eight, John, do you think he'll win? He'll beat Brian in week eight?
Bench all my guys, and that guy will be on injured reserve or something, and I won't know it.
Okay.
Honestly, looking at this, the best chance he has is against Manigay this week.
All right. He could potentially be the first ever 0-13 team ever.
Yeah.
Well, he's not. I mean, I wouldn't even consider this him playing this year because he's not updating anything.
Right. Well,
you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's going for a number one draft pick. Is what he's doing.
Yeah, which he could easily get.
First pick. You know. He's going to pick Andrew Luck. Put all of his faith into him.
What's funny about him too is that Palmer, looking at his team, he could easily have three wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Yeah. So I got to ask something. Aaron has won three in a row. No one cares. And Doug and Pate have won the last two. Who is on a bigger roll, Aaron or Doug and Dave? Johnny.
Doug is definitely on a better roll than everybody else.
Yeah. What do you think, Brian?
Joe.
You think Joe?
Oh, wait, that's not one of the options, Doug.
No, Aaron, Doug, and Dave.
You make me sound smart.
Andy, we all know that I'm the one on the biggest roll right now because, look, let's face it, Doug has a huge matchup this week against Kevin. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty big matchup. And then, you know, Dave is going up against you, so he's going to lose. And I'm going up against Ty, so that means I'm going to win.
You have a bye week?
I basically do, because if in Ty's smack talk, he said, with 11 players on bye and two more out with injuries, this is an automatic loss. He's literally not playing 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
Why does he just drop some people? Are they that important to his team?
To him, they are.
To him, mentally? Does he still have Johnny Knox?
I don't know. I don't think he does. No. Don't think he does.
Oh, well. So anyway, so Brian and Nanagay have both lost 2 in a row, and Oberg has lost 3 in a row. Who is in more panic mode? Aaron.
Me.
Brian's in more... Okay, Brian says he's in more panic mode. Aaron, who is?
I actually think Nanagay should, because I predicted a few weeks back that Nanagay is going to be the first team in KSL history to go 4-0 and not make the playoffs.
Hmm. So, Johnny, what do you think?
Well, based on the next couple games, I'd probably say I should panic, because I have a pretty tough schedule coming up.
Okay. And one thing we should also point out, Dave Nanagay, I did not know this until I talked to Ochi, but apparently he had back surgery last week. So so all things go out to him. Then Ochi told me it wasn't that bad. He basically got a shot in the spine. And I was like, or a shot in the mouth.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Nom, 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 nom. All right, so let's move on to the Elite League. Oberg over Doug, Joe over Brian, Andy over Chris, Mike over Dave, Aaron over Palmer. What is the game of the week? Myself, I'm going to say Joe over Brian. Aaron, what do you think?
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Brian agrees. Okay. Johnny, what do you think?
Game of the week is me beating Doug.
Okay. So what is the upset then, John?
The upset for me is probably going to be, I don't really see an upset, to be honest.
Really?
No, I don't.
All right.
You should have beat Chris.
Yeah.
Aaron should have beat Skid Marks. Mike should have beat the Skins. I was projected to beat Giants or Vengeance or whatever the hell you say. And Limerick Falcons, I think maybe that's the only one.
Okay.
This might be
the first week, though, too. So, Brian, what is there an upset of the week?
I don't think so. I think they were all right.
All right. Aaron, what do you think?
Looking at it, I would say it would be Joe over Brian, but that'd be about it.
Okay. All right. So week 7, we have some awesome matchups. We have Aaron facing Snyder, Mike facing Chris, myself facing Oberg, Brian facing Dave, and Doug facing Palmer. Game of the week, Brian versus Dave. What do you think, Aaron?
That's going to be a good one. I actually think mine and Joe's is going to be bigger. We're both 3-3, mm-hmm. And this will decide the fate of Blowjobs Anonymous.
Okay. Yeah. Brian, what do you think?
I agree. That's a big game for Aaron and Joe.
All right. Johnny?
I got to go with these guys on it.
All right.
That's the game of the week.
So what's the biggest upset of the week, John?
Biggest upset this week would be if Chris could pull one off over Mike.
I agree, actually. Brian, what do you think?
If Dave beats me.
Okay. Aaron?
Chris over Mike.
All right, cool. So we need to go with survival and pick'em news. All that matters is that I'm still haven't lost a game yet for survival. So technically, I guess I won because I am the bomb right now. But it's getting harder to pick people, believe it or not. So in pick'em, who's leading in pick'em, Aaron?
It is myself and Brian.
Really? So you guys are both tied at 63?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, yeah. So Brian, do you think you're going to continue this awesome streak of just kicking butt and taking names?
I doubt it.
You know, all right. Did you pick Minnesota to win this week?
No, I always pick the Bears.
Oh, you always pick the Bears. Well, I was going to pick the Tampa Bay Buck and Queers, but I don't think I should. Even though they're in London. So, Aaron.
I pick the Bears, no matter what.
no matter what. See, what you should just go through the schedule and just pick the Bears every week.
I could be winning if I didn't pick the Bears every week.
Aaron, do you pick the Bears every week?
I have so far, yes.
So, Johnny, do you pick the Bears as well?
I do.
Nice. It's hard when you're like, you know, they're not going to win this week. But even though the Packers are like a 15-point favorite, I still got to go with the Bears.
Well, that's the only one I truly felt that I shouldn't pick the Bears, because after they dismantled Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, you had to think that they had a chance against New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the Packers were playing strong, so I thought that they would lose that game. But the other games, you know, against Carolina and Detroit, those are games that you legitimately could say the Bears have a possibility.
Okay. So I need to talk to Brian for a second. Brian, this trade you offered me, Darren Sproles for AJ Green.
You're in need of running backs, and you're loaded at wide receiver.
I know. This is a tough decision right now. I don't know if I should do it. So what do you guys think? Do you think Sproles for AJ Green?
I think he should send you a trade, a draft pick in KSL as well.
If they had draft
picks. No. You have to go to KSL and offer him a draft pick with it.
He offers me the 23rd pick for my 24th.
Yes. And then you should accept it.
So what we should do is we should try and get like a almost like a trade that goes from Tester to the Elite League and KSL. We should all just get everyone together and figure out how we can make it like a big trade. That'd be hilarious. That would kill me. Brian, I'm still going to think about it, but that's another great trade that you've offered me. I got to say, Brian, you've actually put out the best trades, unlike Boardman's. He would send he tried to trade me in the ESPN League Painter for the kicker on Baltimore. I have three quarterbacks I already have. I have Schaub, I have Sanchez, and I got Stafford. And he wants me to send Painter.
You don't have Stafford.
Yeah, I do, in the ESPN.
Oh, the ESPN.
Yeah,
my bad.
That's the trade he offered me.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then he's also sent me trade. Some other people sent me trades where they give me three shitty players for my one good player.
Are you speaking of me?
No, not you. Surprisingly, not you. But a couple years ago, that's what it seemed like. I'll give you these guys who their entire numbers add up to the one guy's numbers. But I don't need
That's like when you're 8 years old and you're trying to trade baseball cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you these three guys that I got in this pack for your Ryan Sandberg rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. It's worth it. Three cards for one.
Yeah. It's these three common cards that'll never be worth anything.
Who's Michael Iglesias?
Aaron, what is my big announcement to make?
Andy, I believe you know what your announcement is to make.
What is my announcement? You got
Andy, I want you to say it.
What? I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Something about the Detroit game last week's podcast. Remember that?
Okay. What did I say?
You said you would say this sentence, Andy.
Hey, the thing is, let me refresh his memory because I was there.
Okay.
Aaron says San Francisco will beat Detroit. You said there's no way. Aaron says if it happens, you have to say, Andy or Aaron, you are right, and you have a huge chance. You're like, it happened, so I will have to do that.
All right, fine.
It happened.
Okay, you ready? Aaron, you were right, and you have a huge penis.
Say it like you mean it.
Aaron, you're right. You have a huge penis.
That'll do. That'll do, donkey.
Now say it with a Boston accent.
I don't know how to do a Boston accent.
All right, so Carson Palmer went to Oakland.
So we go from penis to Palmer. All right.
Hey, do you know where else he went?
He went to town back there.
He went to my team.
Did he really? You picked him up?
Yep.
Yeah. Bold move.
Let's see how it pays off.
Well, the thing is I have Ben Roethlisberger and Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy? He's getting there.
I don't trust either one of them.
So you picked up Palmer, who has never been in the system before. And you trust him?
I trust him as Ben's 10 points a week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Also, everyone, if you have a chance, make sure you go to HostGator.com and use the special coupon code.
Oh, my God, Andy. Will you
Section 8686.
Andy.
And you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Seriously, what is wrong with you?
What? I had to throw an ad in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had her.
So who got the better deal, Cincy or Oakey?
Oakland.
Definitely.
Cincinnati.
You think, well, yeah, Cincinnati got the better deal because they got the draft picks. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. Cincinnati really hasn't drafted anybody worth a shit besides this last year with A.J. Green and Dalton.
That's true. All right. So, Brian, is this the make or break week for the Bears?
I was hoping it was last week. I was hoping they'd lose against Minnesota and they'd fire everybody.
Okay. So if
that didn't happen.
Do you think if they lose this week, the season's over?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was talking to Oberg about this. You know, I mean, Tampa Bay is going to be a wild card team. And if the Bears have any hopes, they need to have that tiebreaker over Tampa Bay.
Okay, so basically we're looking at if we lose this game, the season's over.
Yes.
Yes.
Do they fire Lovey right away or they wait till the season's over?
They won't fire Lovey.
They'll wait.
They'll wait till the contract's up and then be like, well, we don't want to pay you that extra money because we're cheap asses. You know, because they throw nickels around like manhole covers, right?
You know, the thing is, the Bears need a coach like John Gruden or Bill Cowher to come in.
Someone that yells.
And a better GM, I think.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to get rid of him.
No, Angelo, he's on his last, he has 1 year left on his contract. Same thing with Lovey. I see them just cleaning house, getting rid of everyone.
Well, what if they make the playoffs?
They won't make the playoffs, dude. It's impossible.
Then they get contract extensions
for like a year. They'll get a year each. Get a year deal because we're like we're gonna fire you. It's just how and when are we gonna fire you?
But if you take a look at the Bears' schedule, they have three games that I would say, they may lose these games, and that's
Eagles?
Another game with the Eagles, Detroit, and the Packers again. Other than that, the Bears could win. They could go 9-7.
At best. I mean, if they beat the Eagles, that's a big deal. But they're going to lose to the Lions and lose to the Packers, at least. I mean, they'll basically just fuck the shit out of the Vikings again. I mean, that's what happened. Well, that game was so bad that even Donovan Knabb was like, hey, next time use some lube before you fuck us.
Honestly, the Bears will beat Detroit the next game.
I agree.
Well, it'll be out. And they're not going to give up two plays that equal 160 yards. No, 161 yards.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It's not going to happen again. That was, to me, that was a fluke.
Mm.
I just don't see it happening.
Hey, what did Cutler say on the sidelines? That,
fuck.
That's it? That's all he said?
Said, fuck you.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, who cares then? That's as bad that's as bad as them making a big deal out of a handshake just because one guy was stronger than the other guy.
Why? What happened?
He told Marsha fuck off or something like that.
From the booth?
Marts
was up in the booth.
Right. We so basically phone, told him to, or told somebody to tell him to fuck off.
Well, Martz is
over,
done.
Over a play call.
Martz might not even make it through the season.
I hope not.
Did you hear that they're thinking about bringing Mike Tyson, though?
That's been mentioned, but I don't know if they'll do that.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah, right.
him lisping the entire time? Jeez.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, if Tice was to come in, he has a simple playbook, but I mean, the Vikings did good.
Well, that's what the Bears need is simple. Their players are dumb.
And well, so, a few of the wide receivers are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does one go by the name of Roy Williams?
Yes.
Talk about another bust. Jeez. It's one thing when you pick up crappy wide receivers all the time. It's just that they can't develop the ones they get. I can't think of the one guy who's actually doing really well now that they got rid of. Romo Shadu?
Brandon Lloyd?
Brandon Lloyd? Jeez.
Yeah, you guys might know him.
That's just ridiculous.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just coughing up stuff.
Yeah, actually, I got a question. I got another question I want to throw in here. So the trade deadline just passed, right?
No,
and it's week.
It passed at 3:00.
Yeah, the trade deadline just passed. You know, it's week 6. Should they extend the trade deadline to be like week 8 or so? Do you think?
Then you're going to be more like baseball. And people, the teams that are getting on the cusp of making playoffs will make those trades. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I see that.
Good point.
What do you think, Brian?
I agree.
So, I actually would like to see it go to week 8 because
I don't.
I mean, if you think about it right now, you have teams that are 0-6 right now. You know, you have 3 teams who are 0-6. They could just trade off all their guys, you know, in hopes for better draft picks.
Well, then they go into a system they don't know and act like idiots. Sure.
Yeah. It's.
I would like to see it because there was like no movement, you know? There was like. Well,
that's what she said.
Hey, here's the thing though, Aaron. When they do this, and I'm going to bring up the Brandon Lloyd trade. If a team takes a player from another team, they should have to do an extension to his contract and not just take the remainder. Because right now it's like St. Louis seems like renting.
Hey, it sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Me?
Not anymore.
I have a chew in.
Ah, no, you sounded really like you had a cock in your mouth, and you're just like, rah, rah, rah,
rah, rah. All right, well, I'll say what I said.
I'm a Cardinal fan.
Motherfucker. back to fucking football. Baseball's done for the year. For any of those listeners that don't listen, I hate the Cardinals.
Yeah, everyone does.
But, except for Johnny, because he has a picture of him wearing a Cardinals hat.
You go to hell. Anyways, fuck you guys. And here's what I was saying. Because St. Louis didn't extend Lloyd's contract, Lloyd's contract is up at the end of the year, so he'll be a free agent, which means more than likely he'll go back to Denver. So it's like, basically, he's on fucking rent.
they're renting him.
Well, I mean, think about it. I think his contract was like 1.2 or 1.3 million this year.
Yeah.
And all St. Louis has to do is pay out the remainder of the contract.
I see. Yeah, so he goes straight back. Or maybe he'll want to go to where wide receivers die.
Bears
Chicago?
Again.
Yeah.
Hey. But does that make sense?
Yeah, he'll go back to Denver, I think. Well, it also depends. Where is he going to go? Because Denver is kind of at that transition stage. They're going to go with Tim Tebow now.
Well, that's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is if they're going to take him, and what Aaron was saying was extended to week 8, you know, you're basically, you can grab a player for 8 weeks, you know, at the end of the season and say, all right, well, you know what?
Okay.
There's no incentive for the player, only the team.
I see.
So, in my opinion, make it worth the player's time. You know, make some kind of ground rules where they have to do an extension.
Oh, I see. I see. So, like, if you go, you can trade at week 8, but you have to throw a 1-year contract extension on there.
Yeah.
You think Forte gets traded at the end of the year? Or, like, yeah, traded?
We'll see. The thing is with Forte, like, he doesn't – I mean, he almost deserves what Chris Johnson got with a $30 million guaranteed. But he should get something. He should be around the 20 to 25 – million guaranteed. I just heard about this today. They're only offering him 13.5 guaranteed right now of his contract.
Yeah.
And what he produces for the team is
50% of the offense.
Yeah, it's huge. It's like 160 something per game is what he's averaging, something like that. It's ridiculous. So if he's averaging that, hey, he should be getting that money. I mean, look at Chris Johnson. He's getting all that cash. But he's also producing. Same thing with Forte. I don't know.
Well, I mean, after I read a couple articles on this, and it says that basically Forte's looking for the same numbers that D'Angelo Williams got.
Oh, he should get more than him, though. D'Angelo Williams got like 17.3, I think, guaranteed. But Forte should get more than him.
That's what Forte said, though, in an article.
That's what he wants? Oh, fuck. They should just give that to him.
I agree.
That should not be a question whatsoever.
But then you got to look at stuff like, what about Lance Briggs?
Trade him.
I also read an article where Chris Harris says he wants out.
Yeah, Chris Harris wants a trade. He said that.
Get rid of him.
That's fine. He can go. It doesn't bother me with him. I mean, he's blown a bunch of plays, and I can't think of any real big one that he's actually done. You know? Chris Conte is going to be back there, so that's fine.
I have zero faith in Chris Conte.
You have zero faith? What about Brandon Merriweather?
I like him.
I don't.
He's a proven Pro Bowler.
Brian doesn't like him. I thought you'd like him, Brian.
Not disciplined.
Ah.
He whacks whistling.
He goes for the kill and whiffs sometimes.
I like his aggressiveness.
Well, that's nice, but
you like the fact that he leads with his helmet first.
I do like that,
but he's going in blind.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him just to lay some guy out, like some defenseless receiver, and he just nails him out, nails him completely, and he's unconscious and he's crying like a little bitch. I'm just waiting for that. Mike Williams, watch out. All right, so let's go ahead and end this. I just want to say, Brian, thanks for coming on the show.
Yep.
Your insight is always awesome. Johnny, of course, or Obergo, thank you for coming on the show.
Can we call you Hugo?
Hugo. All right, and Nobles for coming on the show as well, and Hugo myself. I just want to say thanks to Ace Productions and Section 86 for hosting any of the podcasts. And I want to thank
all
our listeners.
Why do you have to thank yourself twice?
Because you're gay.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Because I am legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. I'm not going to wait for it, actually.
Dairy, yeah.
You want some dairy products? Are you lactose intolerant?
I'll give you a shot in the mouth if you need some dairy.
Hey, Andy, lots of protein. You know that I have the best division in KSL.
For Brian, for John, and for Aaron, I am Andrew, and we'll see you on the gridiron.